enjoy the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great.
Those were the days.
Hey, Dad. I'm home, ain't it? You up there in the library?
Jeez, I hate an empty house. No beer.
15 minutes after six and she ain't here.
Who the hell am I calling? Oh, I'll read some more tragedies. Before this roadrunner cartoon.
Well, dinner will be a little late. I'm sorry. I was doing my sunshine lady work at the home for the aged.
I told you to stay away from that home, Edith. You're liable to bring back some old-time disease.
Oh, Archie, the only disease them poor people got is old age.
That's your biggest killer, Edith.
Reverend Felcher says that us sunshine ladies are bringing hope to the hopeless and cheer to the cheerless.
What about some beer for the beerless?
Oh, do you know what happened today? Mr. Belfield tied his shoelaces.
Big deal, so did I.
But Mr. Belfield is 88 years old and he ain't tied his shoelaces for 7 years. But today he did it for me. Oh, my, all the other patients started applauding.
I bet they'd bring down a house if he ever combed his hair.
He don't have none. But Mr. Belfield got so excited, he knocked the glass off the table that had his teeth in it. And when he stooped to pick it up, his glasses come off. And I said, Mr. Belfield, I'll pick up your teeth. But he couldn't hear me because his hearing aid was in the stem of his glass, which was under the bed. So he got down on his hands and knees himself. Oh, and the poor thing, he couldn't straighten himself up on account of his arthritis. So it took me and 3 other sunshine ladies to lift him into his bed and flatten him out.
You nearly killed a man forcing him to tie a shoe.
And he said he was going to tie him again tomorrow if they don't put him back on slippers.
Maybe they ought to put him on roller skates, speed him up.
Oh, Archie, some of them people is so lonely. They ain't got nobody. Their families just want to forget they're alive.
Well, I think I know a certain wife that wants to forget her husband is alive. He didn't even ask me how was my day.
Oh, how was your day?
Oh, finally she gets around to it. Well, it wasn't a bad day. In fact, we had a million laughs. You know, Stretch Cunningham, he comes in this morning. This is what he does. He goes into the can, and he tapes the roll of towels, see, in such a way that the roll spins around, but no towels come off.
Oh, now, Archie, guess who went to the shower today without her walker, Mrs. Friedman? And all because I was giving her a pep talk all week about getting confidence? I said, Mrs. Friedman, you can go to the shower all by yourself if you really want to. And guess what? She did.
Whoop-dee-doo. Edith, I'm trying to tell you about my day.
Oh, I thought you was finished.
No, I wasn't finished. I didn't even come to the funny part, which is when Black Elmo goes in there and he starts spinning around the towel roller, but the towels don't come off, see?
Maybe they forgot to take the wrapper off.
There was nothing about a wrapper. It was all done with the scotch tape, Edith, and it was funny, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
What a lousy laugh. You know, you're losing all your sense of humor going over to that old folks' home and working with all them back numbers over there. Listen, Edith, when you signed on as Mrs. A. Bunker 26 years ago, you signed on for a permanent job here.
Oh, but Archie, I enjoy what I'm doing.
You enjoy diving under a bed for an old Baldo's teeth?
Well, it gives me a purpose in life.
Hold it, hold it, hold it. You got a purpose in life. Let me tell you something, Edith. You are my what?
Wife.
Yeah, and we live in a what?
House.
Yes. Now, put them two things together. What do you got?
Wife, house.
No! House, wife. And your purpose is the care and feeding of your husband. And your husband cares to be fed now. Dinner.
See, it was frozen when I put it.
Oh, on top of everything else, she's giving me one of them embalmed dinners. Just remember, Edith, charity begins at home, and your biggest charity case is me.
Away working all day, and so am Mike and Gloria, and that leaves me all alone here with nothing to do and nothing to look forward to.
What are you talking about? You're supposed to look forward to me coming home and telling you about my day.
But your days are all the same. Stretch Cunningham always does something funny, like today he glued the paper napkins together.
There wasn't paper napkins. He didn't glue them. He's got to stop that when I'm talking to you. You got to quit all of this sunshine work. Any sunshine you got, you spread over your husband. Only. That's it. That's it.
But, Archie, the time I spend helping old people don't take no time away from you.
Well, it makes me think you don't care about me no more.
Oh, Archie, that ain't true. Dear Abby says love ain't how much time a couple spends together, but what they do with their time they spend together.
Will you control yourself or in the kitchen?
Archie, see, what I'm doing is useful, and it makes me feel like I ain't wasting my life.
Wait, wait a minute, wait a minute. Being married to A. Bunker is wasting your life?
No, Archie, oh, I love you. But you see, you got your work to do. See, and I got nothing, and I get bored.
Listen, Edith, getting bored is a very big part of being married.
Archie, before we was married, you promised me a life full of fun and excitement.
No, I didn't promise you nothing.
Yes, you did. And I got proof of it in your own words. I found some old letters.
Oh.
When I was helping Mike and Gloria move, you wrote them to me in the service.
Now, listen, don't hold me to anything in there. A soldier writes a lot of things in the heat of battle. The bombs busting in the air and the stink of death staring them in the face.
You wrote this from Fort Riley, Kansas?
Well, Fort Riley was pretty stinko, too. Don't read it to me.
Dear reader.
She reads it anyhow.
I'm sitting here under an oak tree in Kansas, hoping you are not sitting under an apple tree in Queens with nobody else but me, like the song says. Ha, ha. You put the ha, ha in capital letters.
Well, that's because it's supposed to be funny. You're supposed to laugh there.
Oh.
Why don't you laugh now?
Uh-huh. I hope you will be waiting for me when I come marching home and the world is safe from democracy. I want you to walk with me hand in hand into the sea of matrimony. And I promise you'll never have a dull minute with your ever-loving Archie.
Well, what are you trying to tell me? That life now with me is dull?
Well, Archie, when you was courting me, it was lots of fun. Always full of surprises. Like Friday night, you used to take me to that Chinese restaurant, Hop Sings, for chow mein.
Oh, yeah.
And you used to give the waiter them funny orders like egg roll over easy. And Robert Foo Young. And wonton soup with no starch in it. and then you always used to say to the waiter, bring us our fortune cookies now, because I want
to see how much the bill is going to be. That one had him laying on the floor.
It was always so romantic.
Either don't start. I can't do nothing when I'm hungry.
Days was so much fun.
What do you mean by that? You mean it's no fun now? Wasn't you just sitting on my lap there a minute ago? Why do you gotta go running to the old people's home looking for thrills?
Looking for thrills, Archie. It's just that things ain't the same no more.
The world was better when it was the same.
I gotta be busy doing something useful.
What do you mean useful? Useful? What's useful? Giving shoelace lessons? Pushing old lady Friedman into the showers? I'll tell you what's useful. For a wife, it's useful to be home. That's when a wife is useful. Home. It's what the world is. That women ain't home no more. Let me ask you something there, Florence Nightingown. How much are they paying you for all the sunshine?
Nothing.
Oh, nothing. And that's exactly what it's worth, nothing. Because if it's worth something, they pay you something. Now, case closed, Edith.
I ain't getting paid nothing because I'm a volunteer.
Well, will you kindly volunteer to get dinner on that table?
No. I ain't getting dinner on the table until you take that back.
Take what back?
What you said about my work being nothing. It's helping people, and I think people helping people is important.
Look at the way it's got you here. You're starting to cry there. Now, don't do that, Edith. You know I can't take that.
I ain't gonna take it.
I'm gonna get on a blower here, and I'm gonna call that Reverend Fletcher.
Felcher!
Whatever. And I'm gonna tell him that Knight just fell on one of his sunshine girls.
No, no, please don't do that.
You don't want me to talk to him, then you talk to him yourself.
No, I won't.
Edith, that was an order.
I ain't taking no orders.
You ain't what?
Ain't taking no orders. I can be a sunshine lady if I want to be. And I want to be. And I am.
You whipped that phone out of my hand. And smash it down like that. You are in trouble, Edith. You are in big trouble.
No, you getting your dinner on the table until you take back what you said.
Well, I ain't taking back nothing. Let me tell you something. What I said goes. And you don't got to get no dinner on the table for me, because I'm going down to council.
Oh, no! You ain't going to slam this door in my face, because this time it's going to be your face, and I'm going to be the slammer.
That's you, sweetheart. Yeah, you ready for your welcome home, Kissy?
If you insist, Arch.
Get out! What are you doing eavesdripping over my house?
Ma asked me to drop off the cleaning.
Is she coming home?
Why don't you ask her?
Because I'm mad at her.
Oh, is that why you came running down the stairs for your big welcome home kissy?
I figured she was going to apologize.
Arch, what is wrong with Ma doing something that she enjoys?
She is supposed to enjoy here, this house, and me. And not staying overnight with you two. Get out of here. Wait a minute. Get over here. You see this here? The Holy Bible, buddy. The good book. You know what it says in there? It says that a woman should cleave into her husband. Right here in this house is where Edith Cleavage belongs.
Was that the gospel according to Archie Bunker?
No, buddy. First chapter of Genesis. Something else the good book says. Man was created first because he's supposed to be the boss. And you know why woman was created?
Because Adam got tired of dancing with gorillas.
Get him!
You can't force a woman to stop living. Give me one sensible reason why Ma has to be here all day. I'll make it easier for you. Give me one stupid reason.
Suppose we had goldfish. They die.
That's stupid enough. You want to know the real reason?
No.
You're jealous.
What?
That's right.
Ah, what are you talking about? Jealous of an 88-year-old bulldo who hears through his eyeglasses and loses his teeth when he ties his shoes?
You are jealous because all of Ma's attention isn't on you.
Let me tell you something there, Professor. When you've been sailing the raging seas of matrimonials as long as me, you'll understand that a husband is the captain of the ship. And a wife is a deckhand. And when a husband, the captain, says shove off, the deckhand shoves.
You better be careful that the deckhand doesn't tell you to shove your ship.
Are you back?
Gloria wants a loaf of bread.
You want me to get it, Ma?
I'll get it.
I'd like a few goat recall beer.
Then go for it.
Hey, Captain, when are you going to tell the deckhand to shove off?
When are you going to shove off?
Don't I get a goodbye kissy?
Get out of here! And don't you come back! Wait a minute. I want to tell you something.
What?
I hung up the dry cleaner. Wait a minute, I want to talk to you. Can't we have a talk, huh? Can't you sit down over here? Come on, come on. Here, sit in my chair there. Now, is that nice? I just want to talk.
Talk?
Well, how was your day?
Fine.
And you're going to ask me how was my day?
No.
Well, it was lousy.
He tells me anyway.
Listen, I just want to ask you one very important question, and you don't have to be scared. Give me an honest answer.
What?
You mad at me?
Yes.
Well, you don't have to be that honest.
Wait a minute. I want to tell you something else.
All right, but you know what I want to hear.
Listen. I'm taking you out to dinner.
That ain't what I want to hear.
Oh, Weed. I'm taking you to Hop Sings.
Why?
Why Hop Sings, Eid? It Hop Sings. That's our old rendezvous.
Oh, my. This place ain't changed a bit in all these years.
I think I recognize that green fly. Well, all right. Now, let's see what I'm going to order for, Cedar.
I'll order for myself.
Your tea, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Would you like to order now, sir?
Yes, I would like to order now. Please get this. I think I'll have the egg rolls over east.
And Robert Fu Young and wonton soup, no starch.
How did you know I was going to say that?
I was your waiter when you used to come in here.
Hey, that's right. Yeah, I didn't recognize your voice. You're the guy. Hey, how come you ain't got no Chinese accent no more?
I don't need it now. I own the restaurant.
See how things go?
That's after all these years.
10-cent tippers you never forget.
Many a guy leaves nothing, huh?
You were always such a funny man. Tell me, do you still stick chopsticks up your nose and bark like a walrus?
Remember that, too. How good for you. Well, let me see. I think we'll have the Golden Dragon Royal Family Special.
I'll have chop suey, please.
Oh, yeah, well, listen, that sounds good. I'll have that. Listen, double up on a chop suey and kill a royal family. And, hey, boss, bring us the fortune cookies now because I want to
see how much my bill is going to be.
Well, we remembered that, huh?
It was nice of them to remember us.
Oh, well, listen, Edith, you're easy to remember. And now I want to make a little toast to you. I want to thank you for 26 beautiful years of marriage and being such a loving wife. And I want to tell you something else. You know that Reverend Fletcher?
Fletcher.
Whatever. He didn't have to make you no sunshine girl because you was always my sunshine girl.
What do you think of this, Archie?
Huh? Oh, geez. All right. Let me see. I'll open mine first and see what my fortune says about me. Big winds come from empty caves. Some of these things don't make no sense at all.
Labor of the heart brings a life bursting with rewards.
I think that means volunteer work to get your heart attack.
Archie, guess what? I ain't a volunteer no more.
I knew it. If I brung you here, you'd see the light.
The home don't want me to be a volunteer no more.
Terrific, Edith. I remember... Well, I didn't keep you from doing what you wanted to do. It was them that give you the boost.
They like my work so much that starting tomorrow, they're going to pay me $2 an hour. Here's to us, Archie.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.